I'm Matthew Parker, and I'm one of the presenters on the new TGSI radio show.
And I am Derek, the other presenter. As this is our first show, we need to say there are a lot of people involved in this wonderful project.
And they're all working very hard. Now, we all know that Mr. Swan, our rector, is leaving this year.
So we asked Rhiannon to go and ask him some questions.
Black Forest gatto or fruit salad?
Fruit salad.
Okay. Football or rugby?
Do you want me to tell the truth or not?
We'll be helped.
Rugby.
Novel or autobiography?
Oh, autobiography.
Favourite author?
Morris Walsh.
Favourite film?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
The Arctic Monkeys or the Kooks?
I've got the Kooks CD over there.
Really? Oh, that's very impressive. What music are you into?
My family keep me in touch with what's up to date, and they say recommend whatever. So I bought the Guillemots recently.
Oh, good, yeah.
What else? Camera Obscura. I bought the new Bob Dylan.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
that's good.
So I try and keep up to date, but I actually like a fairly light classical and opera as well.
Yeah, so a good variety.
Yep.
So were you actually musical at school, or did you prefer the sporting side?
Both. I was really keen in music, music, art and sport. I went to music lessons as a youngster and would have taken higher music if I'd not had so many sciences and other things.
What was the naughtiest thing you ever did at school?
Probably truanting in sixth year and going to a girls' sports day, gate crashing it and getting caught because we were very obviously not girls.
So did you need to study in school, or was it just easy for you?
Oh, no. I really had to toil very hard. I'd worked very, very hard. I'd never found it easy ever at school or university.
But it makes the achievements more satisfying.
Yes. I just wish I always felt teachers had put me down, and I always felt I had to work harder and disprove, whereas I feel if the confidence had been boosted, I might not have had to work so hard, because I never ever felt it was that great.
So what made you actually want to be a teacher then?
When I was at university, I worked for a charity run by the church, and it was voluntary work in the East End of Glasgow in a really deprived area, and I worked two nights a week in a social club, and also went on social club events and trips to Iona and so on, and kind of get involved through that.
Did you ever picture yourself being a rector?
No, never ever. And in fact, there are people I keep in touch with every summer, and all of them are head teachers. And if you'd seen their flat when they were students, you would have never have picked any of them to be a head teacher.
But what was the most daunting part of the promotion for you?
Probably the sudden realisation that you're in charge of a school as rector with 1,000 people, staff, pupils, parents, all relying on you, communities from 10 miles north, south, east and west. Yeah. And if you made a mess of it, you were going to affect the lives of a huge number of people.
But there must be a highlight after the 15 and a half years you've been here.
Highlights? Oh, there's plenty of highlights. Hundreds and hundreds of highlights. I always get really, really pleased to see pupils doing well. In fact, the very first one was I was only here 3 months and we were told that the Prime Minister would visit. And
you
wouldn't remember, but John Major, the Prime Minister, was here. And that was a real highlight to be here so early and to have started, and suddenly to have the world's press at the Simpson building watching the Prime Minister ring the bell. It was quite a daunting thought, and that sticks in the memory probably as one of the great highlights, but very, very early on after only 3 months in the job. Some of the best moments have been down in London at the presentation of the European Awards, Sir Trevor MacDonald and Mr Prosser receiving the European Award. The Gordon Highlanders, playlets that we put on to start the launching of the appeal for the Gordon Highlanders Museum. Every school show, every music concert, every sports day, rugby teams beating Borders teams, volleyball successes, everything, lots and lots.
With all these awards and achievements, I mean, people from everywhere know about them, and the school has such a good reputation now with people coming from far out with the catchment area. But what do you think are the factors that contribute to the success of the school?
Well, I know that there are three that we always put it down to. People, if I could just say, though, first of all, before I tell you the three, what really always annoys me is people say, oh, it's very easy out at Huntley, they're country pupils, they're very quiet, they're very restrained, and it's easy peasy. And in fact, it's not like that at all. We've got people from all over Britain, and it's quite important that we keep the whole thing going and keep the atmosphere just special. So there's three things that we've done that we thought would really make it special and do that. One was the extracurricular activities, having lots and lots of things, sports, clubs, societies, trips, whatever. We thought that would help build up a good relationship. Two, he was really asking a lot of the senior pupils. Some schools allow the seniors just to drift away or hardly be in, whereas here, well, like yourself, Rhiannon, we have a lot that we ask and look for them to do quite a great deal for the school. And the third one really would be that it's all about relationships. We're interested in people, and pupils are not daft. They know very, very quickly whether you're a fraud or whether you're really someone that's genuinely interested. And we put a lot of time and effort into how good the relationships are between staff and pupils, pupils and pupils, pupils and the mums and dads, and staff and the mums and dads, and so on. Mm-hmm. And if the relationships are right and that's going well, lots and lots of things that are a bit iffy can come out okay.
Yeah, so it's that feeling of community atmosphere that makes it all around.
That's really nicely put. I couldn't have put it better myself.
What was your biggest contribution to this school?
Oh, one of the things that you'll find, if you really are in the 6 year, get to know the teachers a bit more as people rather than as teachers, you'll find that they're extremely talented people, very clever, very smart, and lots of skills that they have at their fingertips. And it was really trying to get all these people working well and contributing. It's really keeping the whole pot boiling, or these spinning plates you see in the circus, just keeping everything going and keeping all these people contributing. And then that makes the students all contribute as well. So it's keeping the whole thing boiling and all the talented people really working on behalf of the school.
With all these things that you're so involved in, won't you find it hard to keep away when you go?
Yes, it really does worry me. Because at school I never felt I was so talented that I could just easily do it and it was effortless, I always felt I had to work very hard. And it was the same at the school here as rector. I felt that I would never want to be criticised as not having turned up to things or not having worked hard enough or not put up enough effort. And with living locally, it's been easier to be around and about. So it's really very, very important that as a head teacher, you're at everything, show that you care about everything and everything's important. And I don't know how I'm going to switch off in October. I know that the thing moves on very quickly. It's amazing how it all takes off and you become yesterday's man very, very quickly. So we'll try and stay away, apart from the big nights, maybe a Scots night or a school production. But by and large, I'm going to have to try and find something totally different.
Well, you mentioned switching off, but what are your actual plans for retirement?
Well, until I did my knee in hill walking in the summer, the biggest one was to lose weight and get fit by about Easter, May, be ready to try and do the next round of hills. And the ambition is to do all, you know, the Monroe Hills, the over 3,000 feet. The ambition is to do them all. I've done half, and I'd quite like to do them all. I like watercolour painting. Maybe come back and do higher art, you never know. And I'd like to just see folks, travel. I really have a big to-do list of places, people, things.
It's a nice relaxing retirement.
Well, no, not relaxing. I don't feel it relaxing. I'd really like to get going and really crack on.
Oh, okay. There have been some concern about where your picture will go, because if you look along the wall, we're running out of space. Oh. Are you going to have pride of place over the reception area, or?
I never thought about that. I had always a worry about my picture being up there. I somehow felt if my picture was up there, I would pop down dead. And somehow I felt it would be unlucky. It's never occurred to me. That's someone else's problem. They'll have to attend to it.
Right. Do you have any advice that you'd like to give to those of us who are going to be leaving next year?
Be all you can be. That's the thing. Be confident. Be happy.
It's a lovely note to end on. Thank you very much, Mrs. Swan, and we all wish you the best for your retirement.
Thanks for being a really nice interviewer.
Our super sports reporter, as he likes to be called, is Gary. Let's pass to Gary.
Hello, and welcome to Gary's Sports Roundup on TGSI. In today's roundup, there'll be all the news from cross-country, football and shooting within the school. Now to the football. The Gordon School's first year team have made a bad start to the season, having played 5 games and lost all 5. The joint second and third year team have played 1 game in the Scottish Cup, where they unfortunately lost out to Inverurie. Now some running. First, there is the school's current outstanding record with cross country running, with the Gordon School's winning the Inter Schools event for the 6th time. Before this event, there was the Inter House event, where Gordon, Seton, Fraser and Badenoch all competed. Fraser came out on top with some outstanding running. Last Sunday, there was the Great North Run and the Loch Ness 10K, which are some of the largest running events held in Scotland and England alike. Now a quick word about the shooting. Andrew Whittick has recently won the Scottish Championship. Now for the European sports news. In the world of football this week and last, there's been controversy about the allegations of bungs in the English game. While here in Scotland, we are preparing for our showdown in the qualifiers for the European Cup with the World Cup finalists France. And now a special mention for Frederick Lanchy, who is now playing basketball at under 15 level for the Scottish national side.
Well done, Freddy.
I've been Gary Deans, this has been your Sports Roundup, and now back to the studio.
We have one more thing left on this show.
An interview with the school captains is next.
We're very lucky today to have the school captains Fraser Nicol and Laura Smith with us. So welcome to TGSI. How are you feeling today?
Thanks.
Yeah, fine.
Good. My first question, how did it feel when you were elected school captain?
Fraser?
It's a good feeling, just quite shocked though. I don't really expect it.
Right, okay. What was the procedure for getting elected? Were you chosen by other pupils, or were you chosen by members of staff?
Well, the staff put in who they wanted, and then that goes to the management team, and then they choose.
Then were you interviewed?
No.
So you're officially school teacher's pet then?
No.
What are your plans for this year then? What sort of things are you getting up to, school captain? What are you organising?
There's a fundraising thing on, Movie Magic, on the 17th of November, where Fancy Dress Day, basically, and just raising funds for the Grampian Children's Leukemia Research Fund.
Okay. Is that just for students, or do teachers get involved?
Both. Everyone, gets involved.
Okay, good.
And then we've got, like, discos, like Halloween disco, Christmas dance is usually a big success.
Are those traditional dances, or is it a disco style?
Quite formal and traditional, yeah.
Okay. And last question, really. What do you intend to do when you leave school?
Well, I'm hoping to go and study law or some sort of course to do that at university.
To be a lawyer? Solicitor?
I'm not sure yet, I'm still...
Okay.
I'm hoping to be a PE teacher, so I've got to go down to Edinburgh for that one.
Alright, welcome to the profession. Well, thanks very much for your time. I hope you have a wonderful year, school captain.
Thank you.
That's it for this show.
We wish everybody a happy holiday and a great and happy retirement to Mr. Swan. Tune into the next show in November.